Blog Talk Radio.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah! But the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Please unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day to you all. So today's the day. It's the Big Poppy Foundation Love Fest. So for those of you that are locals and you want to come meet me in person and have a actual mini reading, I'm asking for a suggested donation of $20 to have a little quick live reading, just kind of like you have here on the air. But 100% of what I'm raising is going to go to the Poppy Foundation. So I'm not even taking money for gas. 100% of what I'm donating is going to the Poppy Foundation. I also want to do a shout-out to Pearl, who's one of my regular callers here on Psychic View. She donated $100 for the Poppy Foundation after I announced it last time. So if y'all want to just do a little something, if I've ever answered a question for you here, even if it's just $5 or $10, go to poppyfoundation.org. So that's P-O-P-P-Y. foundation.org, poppyfoundation.org. It's also on my Mystic Mona page on Facebook. So if you want to find out a little bit more information, I was featured on Valley View Live on Monday for the whole hour as a guest host, which was just perfectly awesome. Seriously, really cool. And I got to explain about how the Poppy Foundation works there. So if you want to actually watch me explaining it, I'm sitting there with Christy, who's the vice president of the Poppy Foundation, and she's with Tommy Kitty. So Tommy Kitty is on the air, too. So you can take a look at that on the Facebook page. So, you know, I like to talk about something at the beginning of the program. So, you know, this past Wednesday was Ash Wednesday. And sometimes you need to adopt a frame of thought or a vibration that is perfectly helpful. So I want to share what I've adopted for these next 40 days. That is, I complain about absolutely nothing. Now, my head might complain, but I do not verbalize any complaint at all. Instead, I actually look for the gratitude from the complaint. So I'll give you an example. So I had one of those days on Friday where I had a lot of things scheduled. And some of these things just sort of fell through. Someone was running late. Someone no-showed. It was just a very, very odd day. We had friends that were coming over for dinner that canceled. It was just a very odd day. So what I did with each one of those events is I actually expressed gratitude. So for the folks that canceled on dinner, I went, well, thank you for that. I get to spend a fabulous quiet evening and watch what I want to watch on TV with my man and the cats. Okay? So what I did is I immediately went into gratefulness, connected with something that might have been a disappointment, and it's okay. Because here's the thing, is that spirit wants for you something way bigger than you could ever imagine for yourself. So if certain things just kind of didn't happen the way you wanted them to, it's actually okay. Because you got to think of the bigger picture here. You know, our little pea brains can't even imagine a grain of sand compared to the universe, what the universe can provide for us if we just go with the flow of it. So for these next 40 days, I'm complaining about nothing and grateful for everything. And I'm looking at things like, if something didn't happen, maybe I dodged a bullet. Maybe something bad would have happened if that thing happened. Do you see what I mean? So I'm in divine flow for these next 40 days, and I highly suggest that part of what... Oh, and I gave up sugar, so I'm not eating any sugar either, which is actually easy for me to give up because I've never been someone with a huge sweet tooth. I mean, occasionally I like a piece of cheesecake or a Snickers bar, but I'm just not a sweet eater, so... Cutting it out of my diet means I'm reading labels because, you know, they say it's healthier for you. And there you go. All right, so I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 480 area code. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Mona, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's your question for me?
My question is, I've reconnected with a female friend.
Mike. Let's use the word woman instead of female.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the female you use for dogs and cats and, you know, seriously, you know, she's not just a female. We don't identify her just by her gender. So you've met this woman. You've reconnected with this woman.
Yes,
now ask me your question.
Yes. And again, we were inseparable beforehand, and then she kind of reverted back to an ex, and that's over, and so we kind of crossed paths again, and I was just kind of curious if there's anything romantic in the future.
Biggest thing that's going on in your cards right now is that you have to put way in the past the fact that she was even interested in somebody else.
Okay?
You have to... you have to realize that by you being constant and interested, that interest really is in the past, okay? And remember how, I don't know if you were listening when I opened the program and I talked about complain about nothing, be grateful for everything. That is the best vibration that you can use with this woman. The more that you look at the fact the two of you are together as though it's a little bit of a miracle, if you look at it like universe put the two of you together for a reason, if you can start looking at it that way, it's all going to take care of itself. Because I'm telling you, the only thing that's going to mess this up is if you mess this up. And what I mean is that you start bringing up stuff from the past, you start thinking about things that are not supportive of the relationship but actually break it down.
Okay.
So I'm saying you have this. You just need to make sure. And you know what? I'm going to give you an exercise. I want you to write about the experience of the fact that she actually was playing footsies with another guy for a while. I want you to write all that down on a sheet of paper. I want you to write about your feelings with that. I want you to write about the hurt, the anger, the confusion, the lack of power that you had at the time. I want you to write about all of that on a sheet of paper. You can use more than one. But then, at the bottom of the sheet of paper, I want you to write, I release these emotions for my new beginning. And then you put this gal's name in there with this woman, okay?
Wonderful.
And then
yeah,
I want you to sign your name, crumple it up and burn it, all right? Because here's the thing, is that you're going in the right direction. So now we just have to let it happen, don't make it happen.
Right, if it's a square peg going through a round hole, just don't hit harder.
Okay, that's a really good analogy. And all I want you to do is realize that this woman is now realizing that you are somebody special in her life. Now, I want you to prove that you are.
Right.
Okay, got to go. Thanks for calling, Mike.
Thanks so much.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... So I have to tell you my thing about the word female. For those of you who have listened to my program for, gosh, I've been on the air since 2003. I've been on Blog Talk since March of 2010, so I've been on this station for 6 years. I don't like it when people refer... I mean, women don't call men males. Oh, I met this male. I mean, we don't say that. I met this guy, or I met this man. But when a guy says, I met this female, or I'm about this female, it says to me that the only thing he's interested in the fact is that she's got something between his legs he wants. And that's why I don't like that word. I don't like the word because it takes the full meaning of the word woman and culls it down to just the gender, like you're trying to mate dogs or something. It just really bugs me. So that's why it bugs me. So whenever, and it's usually a man that refers to a woman as a female. So I just, that's why I don't like it. So I'm just sharing it with you because, you know, sometimes people hit a nerve when they bring that up. And I always ask them that if you're addressing a woman on my program, refer to her as a woman or a gal or a lady even. I'm just, you know, I got to think about that. All right. So I'm going to go to area code 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Who's this, and how you doing today?
Oh, hey, Desmond. What's your question?
Yes, I have a... keep it sure. I have a lady friend. She's older than me. But we understand we in each other's life to better it and to learn lessons for the... get ready for the next person, like we get our masters. But us, we know we need to break it off sometime.
Right.
In the near future, but it's kind of hard because we work together and it's like we so close, so it's kind of like, well, we understand that's what, in long run, that's what we need to do.
So here's what I would suggest to your lady friend, is I would say, you know, the more that we play footsies with each other, the less likely we're going to draw the right person to us. That's what I would say, because I agree with you that this relationship, I mean, if you keep going the way it is right now, it's going to sort of naturally break off around July anyway. But the way I look at it is that a little less of the free time after work, a little less of the getting together after work. And, you know, the biggest way for you to be able to do that is to join a gym or get involved in some sort of a workout class that you're there like 3 or 4 days a week. And what happens is you can't get together with her because you're going to your class.
Okay.
So you sign up for something that's of interest to you. Like, for example, if you decided to sign up with Toastmasters and hone your public speaking skills, you could do that once a week. But we don't invite her to do it with you. You just go and do it. So the quickest way for this to sort of fall away is for you to get busy doing other things that improve yourself in some way.
Okay.
So that's what I would do is that, you know, we could all use a little extra physical activity. I'm serious, right? So if you signed up for a kickboxing class or a spinning class or whatever it is at your gym, and that, you know, when she assumes you're coming over to watch your favorite TV show, you say, oh, you know, I've been spending way too much time sitting on my butt, and I signed up for this spinning class, or I signed up for this kickboxing class, or whatever it is. And what happens is that you start taking the step back so that you have a reason to be busy that isn't just about avoiding her, it's about improving yourself. But that's how I would do it if I were you. I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, so it's like it works in both ways. So it's not just being away from her, but also and improving myself also in the meantime. So
exactly. So you're actually using something that's going to make you even more attractive in your career because you feel better, or you're learning something that's different from just working on regular college stuff. You know, sometimes I tell people to do things like find out about wine, so they take up extracurricular classes in, as a wine sommelier, just so that they can order a decent bottle of wine that's not the most expensive bottle on the wine list, because they know a little bit about wine. You know, it. For example, with you, I'd love it if you took up ballroom dancing, because there's nothing more attractive than a man that knows how to dance. Right? So if you said, I'm taking up ballroom dancing classes, so if the only day a week that is free for you is Sundays, because you're doing ballroom dance classes on Saturday, you're doing your kickboxing class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, suddenly all of your spare time gets filled up with other interests that have nothing to do with women per se. It's just about you improving yourself. That's how you take the step back. All right, Desmond, thanks for calling. See you later.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 773 area code. Hello, 773.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, my name's Nancy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Nancy. What's your question?
Well, I have a question for you. I don't know how I attract these crazy people, but I attracted some what I would call sociopaths.
I'm sorry. Okay,
well,
wait. Do you know that I have to tell you this. You know, a lot of people don't know who I am when I'm like floating around, you know, Las Vegas. And I actually like to sit at the counter when I go to restaurants when I'm by myself. I have no problem going to a restaurant by myself and eating by myself.
Yeah.
I have no problem with
that.
But if I sit at the counter, the weirdest person will sit next to me. It happens all the time. And the thing is that I'm usually just there to chow down and move on and go off and do my thing. And they want to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to them. Okay, so what's your question?
Like, oh, my gosh.
I know, right?
But, I mean, what's going on? Why? I mean, I had a couple of sociopaths lately that was just crazy. They drove me crazy. So
One of the quickest ways to disengage from people is to tell them you think you're coming down with something.
That's a great idea.
Seriously, I'm coming down with kind of a bug, you know, and so forgive me, but I'm not going to be able to talk to you much because I don't want to give you my cold. And sound like you're stuffy.
That's a good idea.
Seriously,
sound like
you're a little stuffy.
That.
Just say, I mean, because I can do stuffy, you know, on command. I'm not feeling that great. So, you know, you probably shouldn't be chatting to me because I don't want you to get my cold.
Oh, my gosh, you're cracking me
seriously.
Up.
I mean,
that.
That's the quickest
that
way
advice,
to shut
though.
People up.
Yeah, yeah. I do love that advice. But you don't see these past people coming back into my life, do you?
No, uh-uh. As a matter of fact, I think what the universe was trying to show you, and of course, remember, I'm filtering the universe through my own little pea brain here. But what your cards are saying is that the angels are showing you what you don't want. So that
you know, learning. That was so apparent.
Yeah, I mean, you're learning the red flags of the people that are just not meant for you. I mean,
so apparent. Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The light bulb just went off. Yes.
That's all it is, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. I'm feeling a little stuffy right now. I don't want to give
You know, you better not talk to me because I'm feeling a little stuffy, and then usually it's when you start getting stuffy you're the most contagious.
Thank you, Mona.
I don't want you to get my cold.
Light bulb.
Yeah, I mean,
awesome.
All you need to do, the thing is that, you know, I have to tell you, I'm going to tell you one more thing. So a friend of mine, when she was having a bad day at work and she didn't want to lie, what she would say was, she'd say to her supervisor, you know how you get like a migraine that just, you know, it's about to come on?
Yes.
And you know, the supervisor would go, oh, yeah, I understand. You should go home. Well, she didn't actually admit to having one.
Oh, that's good.
But she just didn't want to work the rest of that day. You know, anyway, it's still fibbing, but you know what I'm saying. She didn't actually say she had one. All right, girl, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Happy Valentine's.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena. How are you?
Oh, hey, Lena. What's your question?
I wanted to see if you could just give me idea. I see a new job coming up for me. I'm working part-time now, but I need more income. I'm driving really far.
Wait a minute. Have you asked your job now if they would have you work full-time?
Yes, I have. She said no, she doesn't have enough work, or she's never had anyone full-time.
Oh, okay. She's one of those people. All right. And by the way, according to what your cards are saying, is that you really should look for a job that's less of a commute, and so that you can actually step away from this one, because it doesn't even seem to be – it's not that great of a job. So,
no.
Okay, so what kind of work have you done before, Lena?
Oh, I was in property management, bookkeeper, office manager. I mean, I've always worked in administration.
Okay, so in your city, have you looked up Building Owners and Management Association?
No.
It's called BOMA, B-O-M-A, mm-hmm. Building
okay.
Owners and Management Association. I want you to, and so all I would do is look up B-O, B like boy, O like Oscar, M like Mary, A like apple, and then your city on Google. And see where the BOMA organization is in your city, and then look at their calendar and show up for one of their breakfasts or lunch or cocktail things. Because it's saying that by, and the reason I'm asking you to do that is because it's saying in your cards, the more you network, the quicker you get the job. So this is actually saying that you get into a, it's connected with the number 4. So I don't know if it's the next 4 weeks or if it's by April. But it's
mm-hmm.
saying that if you start showing up there, have extra copies of your resume, and get involved with that group, you may, by just going on to the, it's like a nonprofit association, you may be able to find people that you can reach out to send your resume to. Because
okay.
they're always looking for property management people that know how to deal with tenants and collect rent and write letters and do all of that stuff and call in repair people when necessary. The other thing is that once you get this job, I hope you move on to get your real estate license. It's not that I see you selling real estate. It just makes you even more valuable to a property management company if you have that credential.
Wow, I was thinking about doing that.
Okay, so here's the thing. Is the very first thing you're going to do as soon as we hang up the phone, is you're going to jump on Google and you're going to look up BOMA and then put in your city.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see what comes up. Because they're all over the country. They're in every city. And the more buildings that are around, you know, especially commercial buildings, usually the bigger the organization is. Because they do everything from office property management to residential property management. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right,
girl. All right, thank you.
Good luck.
You.
See you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 559 area code. Hello, 559. Who's this?
This is Evelyn.
Oh, hi, Evelyn. What's your question?
A man named Daniel and I had a connection in 2014, and we recently rekindled our conversation, and I want to know what you're able to pick up in terms of him and I possibly being in a relationship.
This is interesting. 4 out of the 5 cards that came up in your reading are major cards, which is kind of astounding because I only draw 5 cards for you when I do this.
Mm-hmm.
The way I want you to look at this relationship is I don't want you to look at it as a romantic relationship as much as a catalyst. Because what it's saying here is that the universe is about to reward you for a lot of hard work, all right? Now, if it's specifically connected with this man, what it's saying is that he's going to do some sort of a favor for you, but what I'm getting is not one of these cards speak to romance. They speak more to the fact that he acts as a catalyst for you to move forward in some way, and it's not romantic. So it's almost as I get the vibration that he's not really totally available. And it's not that he may or may not be totally available, but what I'm getting is that the only reason he's reconnecting with you right now is benefiting you in some bigger way that I can't even put a goal to it. Because the conclusion card is just pure potential. So, but because I don't see any romance cards, none of these cards speak to romance. What it speaks to instead is you, for, I'll give you an example. Let's say this guy was a movie producer, all right? And you're interested in him and romantically, but he's interested in you because of the friendship and the fact that you guys get along so well or whatever. And instead of him actually being a romantic partner for you, he may end up putting you in the spotlight and getting you into a movie. But it started from the idea that you were romantically entwined. So what I'm getting is that there's something about this relationship that he helps you reach your potential, but I don't know that you stay with him. But whatever it is, it's not bad. Whatever is going on here is not bad. It's just that he may be helping you recognize a more powerful part of yourself that you haven't really tapped into or agreed with or recognized. Okay. These are pretty big cards. So does this all make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. I'm kind of thinking, I wonder if he has someone else, but there's no way I would know, you know. So
right.
I have my doubts.
So what I would do is for example, one of the questions I would ask him is, you know, I'm kind of in this, I'm going to be changing paths. I just don't know what it is moving forward. If you were me, what would be your next step? Ask him that question.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be surprised if what he provides you is exactly the phrase, the catalyst, the idea that you actually need to move forward with. It's really, it's interesting because I want to keep telling you this is karmic. There's something he's about to do for you that has nothing to do with romance.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, another 773 area code. Hello, 773. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Joellen. How are you?
Oh, hey, Joellen. What's your question?
I find myself a little down this week. I find myself making some mistakes that, I'm not happy with. And I've done all these things that you have mentioned to other people and to myself, and I just feel like I'm marking time. You know, I've been looking for a job, looking for love, and looking for a place to belong. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if you can offer advice as to, to give me hope.
Well, okay. See, here's the thing, is that my biggest issue with you is that you spend too much time by yourself.
Okay.
That's my biggest issue with you, and it's coming up in the cards. And what it's saying is that there's a part of you that just doesn't want to step out of your comfort zone. And so those are the two little prickly cards in your reading. But the next three cards are pretty awesome. You have this card that's all about creativity, that I don't care where you're creating, I just want you to create. Even if you go get a box of chalk and you start doing portraits on the sidewalk. I'm serious. That the more that you can create, and I want you to create just for the sake of creating, not necessarily for a goal or to get paid for it. I just want you to start creating. And it's saying here that there is this man, dark hair, dark eyes, a little bit on the chubby side, kind of a big guy, that you're going to attract his attention just by being creative. So it could be that you just do something as simple as get your butt out of the house, bring some paper and some pencils, and sit someplace public like Starbucks and draw.
Okay.
Because what I'm telling you here is that my biggest concern for you is you spend too much time by yourself. And the only way you're going to get that next job, the only way you're going to connect with the world again is by connecting with people again.
Well, I feel like I'm out and about a lot.
Okay, but I don't see that you're interacting with people.
Okay.
So here's the thing, is that maybe you look up, I don't know, community projects where people are painting over graffiti. Maybe you, whatever it is, I'm getting that if you jump in and get yourself involved with anything that has to do with creativity, that's how things start moving forward with you again. You know, I know that you're an incredibly creative person, and I know you get paid for being creative, but what I'd like you to do is just be creative for the sake of being creative. You know, one of the things that I whipped out recently is I have a bunch of bead stuff. I like do beaded necklaces. There was a client that was going through a really, really tough time. So I made her a necklace out of rose quartz, and a whole necklace out of rose quartz. And the next time she came to see me, I gave her the necklace. Not because I expected, I didn't expect to get paid for it, but, you know, I used all natural stones in this because, you know, she was going through a tough time. And I gave her that necklace, not because I had to, but because I knew that she needed something a little extra than what was going on, so I gave her the necklace. So I'm just telling you that there's some way that you can connect with people through your creativity, and that's exactly what I want you to do.
Okay.
And that's how things start shaking up for you again. But it is about you connecting with people. That's how it all happens for you to move forward again, which is exactly what I want for you. And remember, the big secret, complain about nothing, be grateful for everything.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, I've just been doing it since Wednesday. It's made a big difference. And no sugar. All right, girl.
Thanks
gotta
for
go.
Your help, Mona.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
This is Lisa. Hi.
Hey, Lisa. What's your question?
Well, my boyfriend and I had a huge argument. Actually, I confronted him this morning.
Yes.
And I think this is the final curtain. And there are certain things that I need, and that's what I was communicating to have it happen, and to solve all this so I can just move on. And do you see that coming to fruition between us, that we...
When you say when you say there are certain things you need, are you talking about money?
Yes. We have been in this for a while, and there are investments you both have.
Okay. Because what I'm telling you here is that you're dealing with a guy that can be an absolute dick. I'm just saying. As long as you were going along with the way he wanted to do things, as long as you were, you know, making sure his boxers were clean, whatever you were doing, he took it in stride that you would always do that. And now, because you're like, I'm not sure this is working for me, he's going to turn into an incredibly selfish, maybe even manipulative or not quite so honest man. And I'm telling you that the biggest thing you need to do to protect yourself may be to get an attorney. Because just by you saying what you think you deserve, he's now going to dig his heels in, and he's going to make sure that he's going to make sure that you... I almost said not get your fair share, but it's not just that, because he may be looking at the situation as though he doesn't owe you very much. So if you guys have been living together and he's been supporting you financially, he may actually say, well, you know, her half of the rent and utilities would be $1,000 a month, so she's lived with me for this amount of months, so basically I get to take that off the top. I mean, that's kind of how he's thinking.
Okay.
So what I'm getting with you is that because you've realized that you can't stand the relationship the way it is anymore, and you're the one that's draw the line in the sand, my next recommendation would be for you to get some sort of legal support that protects you for the things that you think you deserve. Because every card that indicates him here, he's coming up like a really mean man.
Okay.
And that he's got, he thinks he's got way more business savvy than you. And
okay.
I'm just telling you that now you're the one that sort of upset the apple cart. You have to be the one that gathers up the apples you deserve. Do you see what I mean? Okay, so really what you've done is sort of, and I keep using these cliches, but you're the one that's stirred up the hornet's nest. And now that you have,
right.
Now here's the thing, the benefit of it is you don't have to be with him anymore.
Right.
That's the benefit. And I'm telling you, that's worth all the money in the world, in my opinion, because he's really not the life partner that you should be with. So
right.
The fact that you
right.
finally come to that realization is a good thing. But I would get legal representation to get your share.
All right.
You can't just do it by asking nicely, because according to this, he doesn't really think he owes you as much as you think you deserve.
Okay.
And all of that makes sense to you more than it does to me, but that's what I'm getting really strongly for you.
Yeah.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So I've got somebody here who has blocked their number. Normally, I don't take blocked number calls. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jane. How are
hey,
you?
Jane. What's your question?
I have a new manager at work, and I was wondering, is he working with me or against me? Because after the last meeting I had with him, I overheard some people in the office talking about some of what I discussed with him. And
Okay. So, by the way, next time you call in, make sure your number's unblocked so that that I can queue you up a little bit more easily, okay? I don't like your manager. I don't like your manager at all. I do not like him at all, because I'm telling you.
I don't like him either.
Okay. He's got the card that's coming up for him is this is a very egotistical, short-tempered, all about his reputation, all about him card. Okay? So here's the thing. You can sort of take in stride what he does and realize that anything you say to him, he's going to go like some little high school girl, go talk to everybody about it. I'm serious. Okay?
Yeah.
And while you're patient and not rocking the boat, you find another frickin' job. And now, according to this, as soon as you put your mojo out there, there's a job offer that comes to you, and you got the number 4 here with a job offer, and it is a job that you actually get to jump in, like, with both feet. So tell me the line of work you're in.
I work in the travel industry.
Okay, so let's say you decided that instead of working in the travel industry for where you are right now, you find a competing company to go work for.
Okay.
Or even working for a travel magazine where your experience actually helps. But what I'm telling you is that all you do is act like anything he does doesn't upset you and say thank you for every suggestion he gives you. You want to be under the radar with this guy because he's kind of a dick.
Okay.
All right? All you do. So, okay, I want to tell you, this is one of the biggest secrets I give people for work situations that are uncomfortable. The first is a book called The 4 Agreements.
Okay.
So it's by Ruiz, The 4 Agreements. And I'll tell you what the 4 agreements are. Always do your best. Always keep your word, which both of those are no problem with you. Make no assumptions and take nothing personally. That's the four agreements. And then there's a big explanation about it. But that's the first thing I would do is get that book. And you can get it used on Amazon.com for just a couple bucks right now because it's been out forever. The other thing is instead of being nice to him, be polite.
Okay.
And literally want you to take on the vibration of being polite because you're nice to your friends. You're polite to your boss.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, and again, anything you can do to stay under the radar, do it.
Okay.
Anything. Matter of fact, you might even not wear bright colors to work just so that you sort of blend in with the decor. And I'm literally asking you to do this. You don't wear anything that sparkles. You don't do anything that brings attention to yourself until you find this next job. And then they're going to be so shocked that you actually found another job and that you're leaving because he's going to think that you've turned into this model employee since your last chat.
Okay.
But all you're doing is avoiding him. Let somebody else get in the barrel with him because it seems like he chooses an employee a week to pick on.
Okay.
So so here's the thing. You're absolutely correct. He's a dick. And he's really immature, too, which is what I don't like about him either.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're better than him.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Mona.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right. So, you know, there's a couple of you guys here that have blocked calls. So, you know, the way to unblock your number is by hitting *8*2. But I'm actually going to skip over those of you that have blocked your calls now because, seriously, I have people that have been waiting longer, so I'm going to go with I'm trying to do this in the order of your wait. I have somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, it's Mona. Who's this?
This is Brenda.
Did you say Linda or Brenda?
Brenda with a B. B-R-E-N-D-A.
Oh, hey, Brenda. Okay, yeah, you sound real far away to me. So what's your question?
My question is I've been going through a lot lately and just situations, personal, whatever, and I'm just wondering, is it going to get better? Is it going to get easier? And when?
It's
with a relationship I like to really let go of, and it's hard.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. You both are bad people with each other. I'm sorry. Neither one of you behave well with each other. It's like there's just so much pain with the two of you that you can't even be civil to each other. You're nicer to a stranger than you are to this person. So and I'm telling you, the angels are trying to tell me to tell you that you guys are really toxic with each other. You just bring out the worst in each other. So, yes, it is time to let that relationship go. And I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the program, but when I was talking to Desmond, the quickest way to let go of a relationship is to make yourself busy with things that have nothing to do with romance. So, you know, going to school, learning something, you know, going to the gym, taking up certain fitness classes, anything that you can do to improve yourself, you do it so you spend less and less time with this person. And that when you start filling your life up with other things that actually make you feel better about yourself because you are improving yourself, then the relationship will naturally fall away, which is exactly what we want. Because it's like putting two pit bulls together that have been trained to fight each other in constant exposure to each other. And it's toxic for both of you. And what's so awful is that when you guys first got together, there was like so much about each other that you admired. And now those things irritate the crap out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my advice, would be for you to start getting into things that after you do those things, you feel better about yourself in some way. Okay?
So it will
and that
get
the
easier.
Well, all you have to do is get so busy that he is way on the back burner here.
Yes.
Okay, that's the, and I'm telling you, you want to hear something even more crazy when I'm telling you to do
yeah.
that? He's going to find you even more attractive because you're doing things that are interesting. So, but you have to really, you have to commit to this.
I see your point. Yes, I do.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling. See you
bye.
Later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... Let's see. Hold on. I'm trying to do this in order, guys. Got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, fabulous Las Vegas. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Josie.
Oh, hey, Josie. What's your question?
Remember we talked last week and you said to call you today?
Okay, what was your question last week?
It was about being under the situation of a lawsuit.
All right.
A lady that could not get up to see you.
Okay, so here's the interesting thing with this lawsuit is that it's talking about that you've initiated this, that you've gotten really serious about it. It's there's going to be an offer coming, but it's not going to be the level you wanted it to be. So here's mm-hmm. the thing. If you're asking for, say, $250,000 in this lawsuit, they might offer you $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's saying here is that you have to decide if you want to be done fighting for $50,000 or if you
mm-hmm.
want your attorney to turn around and get you more money. It's saying the only way you get more money is if some way the public finds out about what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put some sort of a, I don't know, call one of the news stations that does those, you know, you need to know, like a woman's involved in a case because of blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the thing is that part of the settlement agreement might be that you don't bring this out publicly.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting here is that there is an offer coming, and I actually think that this offer is coming by Wednesday even. I mean, that fast, that,
uh-huh.
that there's going to be an offer for you to settle, and it's
mm-hmm.
not going to be as good as you want it to be, and it's going to be up to you if you want to be done with it because you're tired of dealing with it or if you want to
mm-hmm.
fight some more.
Okay.
So that's how the cards are coming up.
All right. Well, thanks, Mona.
All right, girl. Good luck. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let me see. I've got somebody. Let me do this other Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Right. Joni?
Oh, hey, Joni. What's your question?
Yes. I'm so glad to get to talk to you. What do you see around me right now as far as my job? And I'm thinking of taking a trip in April.
Okay, let's see. Well, you know, I want to tell you that I'm actually getting that you may take this trip in April and then come back and decide to change jobs. And that I don't want you to make any big decisions right now unless, a job offer kind of comes out of the blue. But what it's saying is that you decide that you're going to do this trip in April. You're going to really get your priorities in order. And it's saying that you may change jobs around May. That within 4 weeks after this trip, you change jobs. Because it's saying here that you're just, it feels like you're just going through the motion at your job. It's not like you don't do a good job, but it's saying that you're just not really into it anymore. And so what it says here is that, you know, when you say, what's the energy around my job? Well, they'll keep you there as long as you want to stay. But what I'm getting is that you don't really want to stay. So
right.
We go on the trip, and then we come back, and we actively look for another job. And according to this, you find a job within 3 weeks, 4 weeks after you
wow.
get back.
I'm wondering too, should I fly or drive? Because I have animals and I'm concerned. I don't want to leave them with anybody or anything. Would it be okay to drive? Would it be?
Why not take the critters?
I think that's a good. I'm glad you said that.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, dogs love road trips.
Awesome.
Okay, girl. Thanks for calling. See
Thank
you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. All right, let me see. I've got somebody. I'm trying to get you guys in the order that you're on hold. So I've hold on. Gosh, a lot of you have been on hold forever. Let me go to area code 716. Hello, 716. Who's this? Hello, 716. You've been on hold a really long time. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Audrey. How are you?
Hi, Audrey. What's your question?
I was just wondering if this man named Sean will reconnect with me this month or next month.
No on Sean, yes on this new man. So here's the funny thing. Is I know, right? So here you've been putting all this hard work, mojo, lovey energy towards Sean. And Sean has, in his mind, sort of moved on. It's not that you didn't make an impression while you guys were together, but what I'm getting here is that there's a new man that steps in while you're distracted by, in a way, by hoping for Sean to reach out to you. So I would put Sean way on the back burner. I mean, you will hear from him sometime, but in the meantime, there's this very lovely, dark-haired, dark-eyed guy that is attractive, he's quiet, he's right around your age. I love him. That's the guy I want you to hold out for, not
okay.
Sean. Just say to yourself, you know what, with Sean, look at him like a cruise ship romance. Just kind of look at it that way, that he was sort of a cruise ship interest, that it was the two ships passing in the night kind of thing, and that you're really, really putting him on the back burner. And instead, I want you to keep your peepers open for this very attractive, dark-haired, dark-eyed man.
Okay.
Because he's a better match for you all the way around.
Okay, great. I appreciate your insight.
Okay, thanks for calling. See you later. Bye.
Bye, Mona.
All right. Got somebody here from, hold on, getting you on the air, hang on, 916. Hello, 916, who's this?
Yeah, hello, Mona, this is Nancy.
Oh, hey, Nancy. What's your,
hi.
You know, this doesn't happen often that I get two people named Nancy calling in the same program.
Oh.
There was another Nancy that called earlier. So what's your question for me?
Yeah, I'm interested in taking some spiritual classes, and I was wondering if it's worth my while because it involves some money.
No, don't take the classes. I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you this because there are a lot of people out there that they get talked into taking classes for a pretty, like, you know, $1,000, $1,500, $2,500, $10,000. They're, you know, they ask for this, you know, huge amount of money. And by the end of the course, you're allegedly supposed to be able to connect with your intuition or your spiritual side or whatever. Right?
Right.
Okay. I think that you can do that all on your own. And I'm going to give you that advice right here for free. And that is start reading books that align you with focusing your own intuitive gift. Way back when I was a teenager, a wonderful, lovely lady taught me how to read tea leaves. And what's interesting is that I could look into a cup of tea leaves, and I could actually see what was going on with that person by looking at their tea leaves. Well, then I graduated in my mind. I picked up a deck of tarot, and I very pragmatically learned the meaning of all the cards in the tarot deck. Seriously. You know, upright, reverse meanings, the whole bit. And then when I realized that you don't actually need to sit down and memorize all the crap on the cards, you know, about the cards, if you just assign a meaning to that card and stay consistent with that meaning, then the cards will tell the story to you. Okay? Like if you use the, and I'm bringing this up to you for a reason. If you start reading about numerology or palmistry, and it's not so much the lines in someone's hand, although that will tell you things. It is the energy by touching that person that you pick up on. But you still learn the lines in the hands. Do you see what I'm trying to say?
No.
So anything that focuses your gift, even if it's something as simple as getting a bowl of water, like get a white bowl or a light blue bowl and fill it with water and just stare into the water. Anything that focuses your gift, that's what you want. But you don't have to spend thousands of dollars for someone else to tell you how to do it. You just pick a method, and that you whatever method you choose, the more you learn about it, the more your intuitive gift checks in. But because I have to tell you, there was I actually watched this course that was one of those things on Facebook, and you got to watch this free video. So I watched the free video, and at the end of the video, they wanted you to spend almost $2,000 to go on this plan for a year. And what's interesting about it is that there was nothing new in the video. The only thing that it would probably do for you is connect with a community of a bunch of people that all want the same stuff. But, you know, it's always going to be up to you. It's always going to be your impression, your flavor, your take. It's not going to be what somebody else tells you to do.
Right. No, that doesn't okay. make a lot of sense.
Because I'm looking at your cards, and it's funny because it's almost as if you're getting pressured to take this course. And I'm telling you that the quickest way for you to not be pressured is just say, you know, it sounds very interesting, but I'm fully invested right now, and I really need to give that some serious thought.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's a way of saying no without actually using the word.
Right.
But according to what I'm getting here, Nancy, is you don't need it.
Right.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Well, thank you.
See you
so
later.
Much.
Okay. Bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.